Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In my last podcast, I briefly mentioned the top-selling game Wii Sports that was bundled with the Nintendo Wii console at launch. However, there was another game at the time in a similar vein to Wii Sports that I didn't mention, and many people often overlook compared to Wii Sports, and that is a humble little game known as Wii Play. Like Wii Sports, Wii Play was a launch title for the Nintendo Wii in 2006, but strangely didn't release in North America until a few months later in 2007. The game also sold very well like Wii Sports, not because it was bundled with the console, but because Wii Play was bundled with an additional Wii Remote and Nunchuk controller. Compared to Wii Sports, which only featured the sports tennis, baseball, golf, bowling, and boxing, along with exclusively motion control-based gameplay, Wii Play focuses on a variety of different games, some utilizing motion controls, and others focusing on cursor controls. The games featured in Wii Play are Shooting Range, a cursor game that plays a lot like the classic Nintendo game Duck Hunt, Find Me, a cursor game where you must find a specific Mii character on screen hidden among a growing crowd of other Miis, Table Tennis, a simplified version of the real sport utilizing both cursor and motion controls, Pose Me, a surreal cursor game where you have to move your Mii character onto bubbles with the right pose before the bubbles have a chance to pop at the bottom of the screen, Laser Hockey, a cursor-based version of air hockey with neon light visuals, Billiards, a simplified motion-controlled version of the real sport, Fishing, a cursor and motion control game with a papercraft art style where you have to catch many valuable fish within a few minutes to achieve the highest score possible and possibly catch the elusive mystery fish and king of the pond as well, Charge, a motion control game where your Mii character rides a cow and must jump over hurdles and hit scarecrows to achieve a high score before they reach the finish line, and Tanks, a long and challenging game with cursor-based aiming, playing very much like an arcade game, where the player must guide their tank through 20, then 100 levels and defeat all the enemy tanks in their way, with each enemy tank's colour indicating their unique abilities. Each game in Wii Play can also be played with two players instead, changing from trying to achieve a personal high score to two players competing against each other. Wii Play eventually received a sequel in 2011, titled Wii Play Motion, which instead focused on games that utilised the Wii Motion Plus accessory's more accurate motion controls. And even though many people vastly preferred Wii Sports over Wii Play, I personally always preferred Wii Play over Wii Sports, since sports were never really my interest, but I generally prefer having a variety of different games to play, given the option. Join me again next time.